Becoming a United States Marine had been my childhood dream. I was fascinated with the culture and aura that surrounded the Marine Corps. A popular recruiting commercial depicted them as modern-day knights in their iconic dress blue uniforms, ready to defend our nation. The Marines were known for their honor, grit, and sense of brotherhood, traits that resonated with my blue-collar Christian upbringing. The fact that we were a nation at peace didn't deter me. Marines were always forward deployed to assist in humanitarian aid missions and as a force in readiness abroad. I couldn't wait to graduate from high school and have a sense of purpose. During the fall of my sophomore year, the world as I knew it was turned upside down. September 11th, 2001 was just like any other school day in the northern Shenandoah Valley, until a friend of mine stopped me in the hallway as we headed to lunch. She told me that terrorists had launched multiple attacks on American soil. I didn't know what to think as my stomach turned to knots and my knees began to buckle. Standing in that hallway as lockers slammed shut and students pushed by, the gravity of the day's unfolding events didn't register in my mind. Normally walking into an afternoon class and seeing the TV was a welcome sight. Not that day. Every teacher was glued to the news. No one knew if more attacks were coming or where they would occur. I was watching the country I loved panic in real time and grew more agitated with each broadcast we were forced to watch. Many of my classmates, as well as myself, had family members that worked in Washington, D.C. Only 80 miles in Parish Mountain separated us from a targeted area. Images of the destruction in Manhattan and the Pentagon replayed in my mind. The dust covering those lucky enough to escape with their lives and the myriad of destroyed vehicles and buildings looked as though a mountain blizzard had torn through downtown Manhattan. The gaping hole in the outer rings of the Pentagon were unmistakable. We'd been caught so off guard that the most recognizable symbol of the United States National Defense had been directly hit. To me, this was my generation's Pearl Harbor, and I was pissed to be stuck in a classroom in small-town Virginia. My resolve to join the military after graduation hardened. 4 years later, I found myself standing on the yellow footprints at Marine Corps Recruit Depot, Parris Island, on a cool December morning. It was my first step toward becoming a Marine and joining the fight against terrorism. In the years between 9/11 and my high school graduation, the United States had entered into two wars in pursuit of global freedom. Marines were fighting and dying in the mountains of Afghanistan and the deserts of Iraq as I stood there at attention on that little, isolated, windswept island. At the time, I truly believed that we were fighting for the freedom of others who were oppressed. I had one little problem. In the years between 9/11 and my enlistment, I realized that I am a lesbian. To the military, being a homosexual was a big problem. Homosexuality was viewed as being incompatible with military service, a defect that hindered an ability to serve. The irony of signing up to fight for the freedom of others while identifying with an oppressed population within my own country was not lost on me. As a naive 19-year-old, I tried to ignore it in the beginning. I knew my rights under the military's don't ask, don't tell policy.